From the newsroom, I'm Susan King with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk. Midterm Election Day 2022 is here. The polls in California open 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is now speaking about how the brutal assault on her husband may affect her future in Congress.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi, in her first interview since the brutal hammer attack on her husband Paul, acknowledging to CNN's Anderson Cooper the attack will impact her decision on her future in Congress, without saying what the decision will be if she's no longer Speaker of the House.
I have to say my decision will be affected about what happened the last...
ABC's Matt Gutman reporting. A Ukiah man set to learn next month if there is enough evidence for him to stand trial in the death of a 13-month-old boy who was found dead after being left near some railroad tracks in August. Edward Two Feather Steele is locked up in the county jail. I'm Susan King. Up next, it's Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Late yesterday morning, about 300 Eureka High School students walked out of class marching up the block to the district administration building. They proceeded to shout chants and hold up banners in support of a departed administrator. Ed Sonia was Eureka City Schools athletic director, overseeing more than 70 coaches, volunteers, and about 40% of the student bodies at Eureka High, Winship Middle School, and Zane Middle School. He was also serving as an assistant principal at Eureka High. He told Lost Coast Outpost he said he was simply spread too thin. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.